to welcome all the honorable members of this committee. I call it the IRC, International Relations and Cooperation. But the department is DICO. This meeting on Friday, the 12th June 2009, convening at 9:20, that's my time, to consider some technical procedural matters. I must explain that it has been brought to my attention that before the report can be published in the ATC, it must have been supported by this committee and adopted by this committee, the one-page report which we have given you. Then it can be processed. The reason why we had to call this impromptu meeting is because we forgot about June 16th. If Friday is a constituency day and Monday, then people are not coming back on June 16th, which suggests that people will only be here on Wednesday, and there's no way that we can only take that report for publishing on Wednesday when the debate is on the 18th. So the procedure is that somebody can come up on the floor at the EPC where the matter will be debated and say it has not met the requirements, and scatters the whole process. So it was more to meet the procedural aspect, colleagues, and for you to take comments. So we will then apologize that we've called it, we just gave you a day for that matter. But we had phoned first through the secretary, the members, in order to ensure that they will be available. Thank you very much for responding positively. Can we move to the apologies? The apologies which I have, Mr. Ben Kusana, it's Honorable Bantu Olomisa, and Honorable Korenhoff, Hart Korenhoff, and Magama. Those are the recorded apologies which have been brought to us. Any other apologies? Secretary, do you have any other apologies? Any objections to these apologies? Seeing that there's no objection, therefore it's carried. Then the agenda, which I'm proposing, the agenda I'm proposing is just a one-item agenda. This meeting, it's the consideration and the adoption of the committee report on the strategic plan and the budget of the Department of International Affairs and Cooperation. The next agenda is the agenda I said to you I hate it most, any other business, because it tends to be a list of items more than the purpose of the meeting. But if there's any agent issue, I will just talk about the logistics of the budget vote, just to reconfirm. Agreed, we adopt this agenda? Yes. Seconded, thank you. That agenda was moved and speculate. Can we go to the main item, which is the consideration and the adoption of this report, the strategic plan, and the IRC? Colleagues, if you look at that one-page report, that report was presented to us as the portfolio committee. And this budget, you would remember, it was presented to us. And we raised a number of questions just for clarification. And if you remember what I said at the end, we said we would note that. We noted what we had. However, there were fundamental issues relating to the programs and the budget itself. I remember, Honorable Mupu, you were hard on those issues, and somebody else from the ANC. It was the issue of the global meltdown, its impact on the operations of the department. I think you came very strong on that. And also the issue of the foreign exchange fluctuations. How are they going to impact on our programs as identified as the key priority areas and so on. So this is more of a summary, because it must be in a summarized version that so that it can be publicized, you don't have something very bad. But this is different from what I would call the minutes. Minutes is something else, which will be brought to us and then we will adopt them formally. However, these were the key issues relating to the program and the budget. And if you look at the last paragraph, after we've deliberated on that, we say now, therefore, the Committee on International Relations and Cooperation hereby wishes to report that it supports the budget vote, number 3, as a committee. You see, we must say that. But after considering this, because we still have to consider this thing, once we've considered it and we've considered this report, we must go on to change that. We can't just say we're supporting. Either we'll be supporting, I mean we'll be adopting or rejecting. Then as we post it as the final report to the ATC, that communication, the internal communication of the Parliament, we will have to change that and talk about the last sentence reading as the committee has considered, would have considered, and we must add that would have adopted or would have rejected if we reject. But I don't see any rejection. Do you understand, Comrade? Oh, not Comrade, by the way. Honorable Member. Yes, sir.
Chair, I just want to check with you. Would there be then maybe a variation in the wording of that last sentence in the final report when we adopt the budget? Would we say if there are conditions that we might want to include? For example, I recall one honorable member mentioning in the last meeting, or asking a question about whether the department was satisfied that of the amount of money they would need to meet the operational and programmatic requirements. And the answer to the DG was they would maybe come later in the year to request extra funding, if my memory serves me correct. Would there be then an opportunity for us to adopt that budget with a proviso that the department will come back with? I don't know what the procedure is. Maybe we can be directed on that. Yes.
Okay. Can we hear if there's any other issue?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. If I recall, Honorable Member Koronov, he raised the issue of assets, properties, that we purchase overseas. Now, I see that one of the considerations we are putting here is the issue of the foreign currency fluctuation. Will that impact on our purchasing of foreign properties? Because of when you look at the strategic plan and the annual report, it's very specific on making allocation for buying properties abroad. Now, these two recommendations that we are putting forward, does it take into consideration the issue of buying property abroad? Thank you, Chair.
Yes, yes. Let's deal with the first one. Yes, you want to
I think Chair, in answer to Honourable Member's question, in the second bullet, on the two bullets, the one at the bottom,
yes.
I think that takes care of that, the concern of the Honourable Member, because it talks about the activities which include the purchasing of property.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Member. I was just going to refer the Honourable Member to that bullet. It takes care of that. The first issue which you raised, I thought it's logical. I thought that it's logical that we can put some conditions, but it's also with an understanding that there's always budget reviews. That's an understanding. That from time to time we'll be calling that committee. My understanding is that midterm there's some form of a review which is being done by each and every department. At that particular stage, we would be able to deal with all the matters of concern.
Okay.
Sorry. You are alone.
They talk.
I wanted that David to give me some assistance. That would be called water. If I may just raise two issues from the chair, that as a principle, I'm not sure whether committees of parliament and as a principle, I think it's important that we work on that because our central role. When committees sometimes are lobbied to assist departments in lobbying for more resources, create a great problem and distraction between what we do as an overseeing committee and the department is implementing our organization. And I'm not sure at the national level, but that's raising this point that we should really look at it seriously. Another point that I do think that the committee report shouldn't have what we call general concerns. Because you are doing an effective oversight function over the executive. If you are concerned with matter, you must raise the sharply that the committee is concerned about 1, 2, 3, 4, and therefore you may resolve whatever you want to do. I think we should try to do that. Because it becomes then a very specific report. When the department comes next year, they come in with obligations to explain why the concerns of the committee were not taken care of. Otherwise, it's a matter of general concern. Sometimes they tend just to ignore it completely for whatever reason. I wanted just to put that through here. It's really not for necessary for discussion now. I wouldn't want to delay the meeting. That's for consideration at the principle level.
Let me just check with you, Honorable Tanane. In that middle paragraph says, however, some of the concerns of a general nature, does it mean you want us to change that formulation? But those two bullets are specific issues in any case. Because it's except that those two issues, they are impacting on almost all the programs. But would you want us to reformulate that?
Sure. And I think the many of you are here because you command the language better than myself. You would find a better way of putting it. But the point that I'm raising is the report.
Okay.
What
okay.
makes legislation to be undermined completely by department is that sometimes are not specific. We don't say this is what we are recommending 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm with you. I'm with you. So we would say, however, some of the concerns raised by the members, we just delete that option around it.
Through you, Chairperson, I support what Honorable Sakani is saying. We should be saying specific so that when we come back, we can hold them to account to those specific issues.
Thank you. Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think this is not a general concern because the global meltdown is a reality and it's hitting the world. Fluctuations are a real reality and are hitting the world. So this, maybe we can look at them as some of the major concerns because they are using the world view. And then the other thing, just to respond to Honorable Mdagane, if and when the department has got a program, a project, an issue, a belly issue, they would write a memo to Treasury that they've got to inform the committee that we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, and we are discussing with Treasury around 1, 2, 3, 4. If the budget is extensive enough, this is exactly what we want to do, not what we would like to do, but this is what we have to do. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thanks, Honorable. Any other input?
Chairperson, on the concerns, there's the one that I raised with the department on the consolidation of the African agenda, where they were referring to the harmonization of the regional economies. The issue of the economic partnership agreement. It is a concern in the sense that because in our foreign policy focus is consolidating the agenda in Africa, and then in the region, the SADC region as it is, you have different arrangements, especially when it comes to these EPAs, where Lesotho and Swaziland have signed recently. So that is something that the Department of Trade and Industry as well as Foreign Affairs have to address if we want to achieve a sound regional economic community. I think that is what we should also note here before we adopt the report. Thank you.
Honorable Member.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I think I'm covered. I'm covered because I was also worried about the concern that we say when they want something and then we will do that. If they don't reach where they need to reach or what they need to reach, then it is for us to ask them why, because they promised 1, 2, 3, and why did they not reach there? It's not for us to think for them that they won't be able to reach that particular destiny. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, madam. Point well taken. Let's go back to the issue, Ray. I thought that in the debate or in the discussion the other day, we raised a number of issues. And I thought that those issues, the details of which will be reflected in a minute. But I think that these two were very specific ones which everybody was having consensus on them. To say these are the real issues which are going to impact on the whole program and the budget. Then I think what you are raising and others, which other colleagues have raised, are going to be reflected in the minutes. Would you have problems with that? Yes, Honorable.
Chair, I think also that the opening sentence there actually covers what you're saying and what the Honorable Member is saying. I'm sorry, I don't know the name. The Honorable
Mahau.
I think we are saying, however, some of the major concerns. Some means we're not including everything, but we're summarizing, but we are aware of that issue that Honorable Mahau is pointing out.
Chairperson, I think we're going through semantics, but however, what Honorable Ntakane has raised is of concern to me, because of what he's saying is that those specific concerns that we raise, how do we filter them through to the process so that come next year, when the department comes back, it can account of them. So we are just putting them in a smoke screen. We are not putting them specific. What I would recommend is that those specific concerns that we've raised, because of now if Honorable Makau says, and that was a very specific issue that she raised about the SADC issue, how do we filter them through into the budget process? Because of come the midterm review, the department can come back in September and say, oh, we forgot to say to the portfolio that we're going to face this issue. Hence, we raise the issue. So I think that we should find a way where we can filter through those. I know that they will, procedurally they will be encompassed in the minutes, but how do we filter them through to let the department account? Because of my logic tells me, when they come back in September, they've given us a very conservative budget. When they come in September, they will say, remember, honorable members, when we met you in June, we said there are these things that are coming. How then do we say no? So we don't want them to hold us to ransom. We should be holding them to ransom.
Let's check this one. My understanding is we're not trying to reopen the report and all those issues. The danger is that if you put that one item, somebody would say, what about all these other items? And my understanding was, you have those minutes. Out of the minutes, we are going to draft even a program for ourselves as a committee. Specific issues have been raised, a number of issues. We will draft a program. That is a program where we'll be engaging the department with as the committee from time to time. It doesn't mean that they will only come to us mid-term. They have to come to us any time we want them, and we'll be following on all those issues which I think we have raised in the discussion, and they will be in the minutes. But in terms of the purposes of us having this going through, these are real, real consensus issues. They do not even need to debate these issues. You see, if the members would allow me, Honorable Makau, can I persuade you that the matter is not lost? Hang on to it. Then in the minutes and in our program, it's one of the issues which we'll be dealing with. Thank you. Yes, Comrade, Honorable Comrade.
Chairperson, notwithstanding what you have said, I am sure as a committee, I might be wrong, but I'm sure as a committee, you will interrogate the strategic plan. Because I think all those things are in the strategic plan. Then whatever questions you ask at the end or during the course of time or when you call the department, you'll be actually interrogating the strategic plan, and the program that you have will also be diving within the strategic plan of the department so that you hold them accountable.
In this sense, you say nothing will be lost. And all those issues will follow them up. You, the last honorable, okay, after that it will be yourself.
Thank you, Chairperson. I know I'm not the member of this committee, but listening, yes, listening you to the honorable members, I just wanted just to make an input, Chairperson, that maybe, first of all, the committee, when the department comes and do a presentation, the committee, you should check what were the strategic priorities for that year.
They've already done it.
Okay.
But what we've done, we've looked at the report, raised some questions and so on. But the reality is, people would still want to look at that report further, detailed and so on, as an ongoing discussion might continue.
Yes.
Sorry for interrupting you.
Yes, so yes. Then whatever program, the program that you will come up, that program, it will be formed by the owner. What the president has announced on the state of state in address, and also the department will attend, they will go for the strategic planning, or they call it amakuta. Then after parliament, you will hold them responsible on what the government has prioritized for that for the year. Thank you.
Honorable.
May
it would be the real last fight, Honorable.
Yes. Chairperson, thank you. I think let's go to the however.
No.
Some of the measures. Let us close this matter by going to the however. Some major concerns. Then that will cover every concern we have.
Thank you. Honorable Ngakane is the last. Or you moving that we adopt?
If I may allow to do so, I can take that privilege, Chair. But the point that I wanted to raise, and I know that we are going to a meeting tomorrow, Chair. As you are saying, just I love your comment. I'm not a member, but I love your comment. The point that I wanted just to raise, I think we will take care of it tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. We'll come back here on Wednesday.
But I'm just saying, in terms of your committee meeting, it's just we can't do everything that's in the strategic plan of the department. I thought that's what we should always do. I'm raising the general point today that I will raise in the speaker's meeting tomorrow. That we should identify what are the critical areas as a committee that you are going to oversee the department. Because we can't do everything under the sun. And then once you have identified three or four areas, and then you talk to a department, we are going to oversee the implementation of these three strategic areas of your land. But those areas, of course, should have real impact in an overall 10 over the continent. So that's a general point that I'm raising, because tomorrow you are privileged to have a nice meeting.
That's a very interesting comment, Honorable. I always say where I'm coming from. Better pick up one, two, or three than to have 10, and at the end, you don't know what you have done. You have done everything generally. See, like a general secretary. I was a general secretary, so I was managing generally. Then, not specific. So I think that advice is an advice which we must push to all the committees, because you can be able to say, out of these six priorities, we want to focus on the three which have a major impact. Otherwise, you can't be able to hold your department accountable on everything. You see, so that's very important. That is why we are working towards our own workshop. You remember that's what I said. Working towards our own workshop to further refine any program which we'll come up with, and also understand how do these issues relate. For instance, I said there's an international relations here in-house, which is headed by the House Committee, Midwest. Then you have the department and the ministry, but you also have very heavy issues of international relations handled by the other departments. Take, for instance, the negotiations under the WHO. You see, those are very, very heavy issues which are going under trade and industry, which we must also have some input, but they belong there. So at some stage, we must be able to interact with those committees. And I think once we have a workshop, things will be very, very clear as to, for instance, if there are negotiations on the WTO, we might not, the issue might be under the particular portfolio committee, but we have an interest on that issue. We have an interest. We might send one member to be part of a delegation of South Africa to those negotiations, because in one way or another, it will talk to our program. Honorable Mahau moves and is seconded by Honorable Musu, Mubu, that we adopt this report. Those in favor say aye. Against, nay, none. It's adopted, it's unanimous. Thank you. Any other business?
Just for my clarification.
Yes.
Are none members of the committee allowed to make a contribution to this? Other than alternates, I'm not talking about. He's an alternate member, so that's understandable. But the honourable member who was sitting there said she's not a member, but she's making a contribution. How does that work?
We just want to hear the old houses here, but my understanding is.
Thank you, Chair. As members of parliament, members are allowed to can participate in almost every committee of parliament. But for purposes of like moving and adopting the report, full-time members of that committee are the ones who take the responsibility. But other than that, they are all allowed.
For that clarification, thank you very much for that. Just another point. I think I like your suggestion of that workshop. Considering that the majority of the members of the committee are new. Considering that majority of the members are new, it is very good that you have that as soon as possible. I think we need really to get to grips with these issues, and we need to be grounded in what we're talking about. So the area, I think, for me, the better.
That's fine. We're working on the details of that additional workshop. And it would be amongst the first programs of our major program of the year. And we think that all of us will benefit. And I like the spirit which has prevailed here. It's not the spirit of the ruling versus the opposition party. It's the spirit of we're getting down to work. That does not suggest that on some of the issues we're not going to differ. We will differ on those issues. Let's put them on the table, debate them, and find consensus. And now I'm stepping off to the item on the budget vote, budget number 3, on the 18th, at what time? At 2. That, as we're presenting there as different parties, we must be mindful that we are also the face of the country. Why I'm saying we're the face of the country? Most of the ambassadors will come to listen to this particular debate. It will be at the EPC extended committee, but most of the ambassadors and representatives of the various nations would be here just to come and say, where is South Africa going on its foreign policy? Are there contradictions and so on? And I think we'll be called here on the highest level of the patriotism. But that does not suggest that people should not be critical of an issue which they want to be critical of. And it might be also ideal that we don't ambush one another. We just come and say, Chairperson, we are going to be open on this particular matter. And we think that it's a very crucial matter. We have a different, but we'll be. So that even in our response, we not seem to be wrangling one another. We just seem to be trying to find consensus. That would be my last word. But let me check if there anything anybody wants to say in relation to the budget vote. From this side, you don't have anything?
No, we don't have anything, Chairperson, but just to say...
You suppose you have more to say because you are an old house.
Okay. About the budget vote approach, for the past 5 years that I've been here, we have never had a situation where, as a committee, we had contradictions in as far as how we articulate our foreign policy. As different parties, we had issues, we had concerns with, and we had our own ways of raising those issues, but it has never been a halabaloo or something that is raising eyebrows, so it will be for the first time if it happens. But I don't think it will ever happen. So people agree to raise issues, but not in a manner that will compromise our foreign policy. I think that is what I just wanted to say.
Except that this economic diplomacy, your approach to Africa, there's a lot of exploitation of child labor. And South Africa is, with a constitution on human rights, we must be very careful of what our companies are doing in the continent. Okay, that's a by the way.
In fact, Chairperson, the past committee for the past 5 years has been engaging the Department of Foreign Affairs to work on some policy that will regulate how our companies behave when they go and do business in the continent.
Thank you. Anything? Thank you. Seeing that there's nothing on the agenda, we've come to the end of the proposed agenda. This committee will now stand adjourned. We're coming to the end. Thank you. At 5 minutes before 10. Thank you very much.
But you can make law in that campaign. The private campaign.